ferals were a much more dangerous threat. A lot of them weren't kids anymore. Some were teenagers, some full-grown. They were fast, smart, and if they chose fight instead of flight, they could really mess up your day. Of course, HR would always try and dart them, and of course that didn't always work. When a 200-pound feral bull is charging balls out for your ass, a couple of cc's of Trank ain't gonna drop him before he hits home. A lot of HRs got really badly smashed up. A few had to be tagged and bagged. The brass had to step in and assign a squad of grunts for escort. If a dart didn't stop a feral, we sure as hell did. Nothing screams as high as a feral with a pyron burning in his gut. The HR pukes had a real problem with that. They were all volunteers, all sticking to this code that human life, any human's life, was worth trying to save. I guess history sort of backed them up now, you know? Seeing all those people that they managed to rehabilitate, all the ones we would have just shot on sight.
Did feral people, that is, know how to use firearms?
They didn't know how to do anything human. That's why they were ferals. No, the body armor was for protection against some of the regular people we found. I'm not talking organized rebels, just the odd limo, last man on earth. There was always one or two in every town, some dude or chick who managed to survive. I read somewhere that the United States had the highest number of them in the world. Something about our individualistic nature or something. They hadn't seen real people in so long. A lot of the initial shooting was just accidental or just reflex. Most of the time we managed to talk them down. Those we called RCs, Robinson Crusoes. That was the polite term for the ones who were cool. The ones we called Lamos, those were the ones who were a little too used to being king. King of what? I don't know. G's and Quislings and crazy F-critters. But I guess in their mind they were living the good life, and here we were going to take it all away. That's how I got tagged. We were closing on the Sears Tower in Chicago. Chicago. That was enough nightmares for three lifetimes. It was the middle of winter, wind whipping off the lake so hard you could barely stand, and suddenly I felt Thor's hammer smash me in the head. Slug from a high-powered hunting rifle. I never complained about our hardcovers anymore after that. The gang in the tower, they had their own little kingdom, and they weren't giving it up for anyone. That was one of the few times we went full convent. Saws, nades, that's when the Bradleys started making a comeback. After Chicago, the brass knew we were in a full multi-threat environment. It was back to hardcovers and body armor, even in summer. Thanks, Windy City. Each squad was issued pamphlets with the threat pyramid. It was ranked according to probability, not lethality. Zack at the bottom, then F-critters, ferals, quislings, and finally Lamos. I know a lot of guys from AG South like to bitch about how they always had it tougher on their end, how for us, winter took care of Zack's whole threat level. Yeah, sure, and replaced it with another one, winter. What do they say the average temperatures dropped? 10 degrees, 15 in some areas? Yeah. We had it real easy, up to our ass in gray snow, knowing that for every 5 Zaxicles you cracked, there'd be at least as many up and at 'em at the first thaw. At least the guys down south knew that once they swept an area, it stayed swept. They didn't have to worry about rear area attacks like us. We swept every area at least 3 times. We used everything from ramrods and sniffer K's to this new high-tech ground radar. Over and over again, and all of this in the dead of winter. We lost more guys to frostbite than to anything else. And still, every spring, you knew, you just knew it'd be like, oh shit, here we go again. I mean, even today, with all the sweeps and civilian volunteer groups, spring's like winter used to be. Nature letting us know the good life's over for another 8 months.
Tell me about liberating the isolated zones.
Always a hard fight, every single one. Remember, these zones were still under siege, hundreds, maybe even thousands. The people holed up in the twin forts of Comerica Park, Ford Field. They must have had a combined moat, that's what we called them, moats, of at least 1 million G's. That was a 3-day slugfest, made Hope look like a minor skirmish. That was the only time I ever really thought we were going to be overrun. They piled up so high I thought we'd be buried, literally, in a landslide of corpses. Battles like that, they'd leave you so fried, just wasted, body and mind. You'd want to sleep, nothing more, not to eat or bathe or even fuck. You just want to find someplace warm and dry, close your eyes, forget everything.